But now, though, I want you to meet, for the second time, Cork author Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch. Now, Eleanor was on the show with us last year, and I think she struck a chord with an awful lot of people. And just to give you a little bit of background to her, Eleanor has a daughter, an adult daughter, who has special needs. And she obviously, she's very limited in what she can do and the kind of life she leads. And Eleanor found herself wondering, what would her daughter do if she could kind of live another life for herself? What would she be dreaming about? What adventures would she have? And it inspired Eleanor to write a book, her first book, which was called The Girl with Special Knees. And that's knees as in the knees on your legs, K-N-E-E-S. And it was a fantastic work of fiction, just giving a glimpse into what might be an alternative life that children with special needs might live. Now, her book was such a huge success and struck such a huge chord with many people out there that she has written a follow-up book called The Girl with the Stars in Her Eyes. And I spoke to Eleanor earlier. She's always a very interesting guest. And at the outset, I asked her just to remind us about the first book before we come to talking about the second one.
I wrote that book it came out about 15 months ago. And in that book, The Girl with Special Needs, I suppose there's two things I wanted to do. I had a child with special needs 30 years ago. And I wanted to write about that experience in a book. But I didn't want it to be a sad book a book about emotional turmoil. I also wanted to write about the girl, the child. And what I really wanted to do, because my own daughter had a life that was, and is still, she's still alive, thankfully. She's 31 now. But her life, it was a hard life. It has been a hard life for her, and it's been a limited life for her. And one thing I overwhelmingly wanted to do in book one was to take that child at 11 and bring her, transport her into another world where she could find her courage, where she could have all her faculties, where she would really have an adventure. And I know this was only all in my head, but I wanted to do that. I wanted to see how would she get on if she had the opportunities that the rest of us had. And so I created a new world across the multiverse. They say we live different versions of ourselves,
yeah,
in different worlds. And so, yes, I transported this child, Doll, of 11, into another world. So she leaves her family and she disappears into Almazova. She saves a remote tribe. She has adventure. She encounters danger. She really has a mission to follow and a mission to accomplish. And the book really is about her adventures and how she does that, how she blooms, really. And, of course, Doll herself, the shell of Doll, or the body of Doll, is lying in a hospital in CUH, very ill. They don't know whether she'll make it or not. They don't realise that she's off having a ball. So when I finished the book, Deirdre, I couldn't stop thinking about the Redmond family. And where were they now? And this was only a few months after I'd finished book one. I started book two. And this book, the book that has just been released now in the last few months, The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes, is a continuation of that story.
Before we come on to that, I just was wondering, after the first book came out, did you get any feedback from other parents who had a child with special needs about, how great it was to see a child with special needs as like the hero in a book? Because, that in itself is so unique, I'd imagine.
It is. It's very different. What people said was it was lovely to hear a child like, this child in the book cannot speak, she cannot walk very well, she can't read, she can't write, she can't chew food, she has to have pureed food. And her life has quite a lot of pain and discomfort in it. She's intellectually disabled, behaviourally challenged. There's a lot going on for this little child who's very unhappy, and as she calls it, she just wants to escape her lemon life. And what parents said to me, Deirdre, was that it was lovely to hear a child with intellectual difficulties and challenges to hear her voice. And the voice is not the child of somebody who's challenged and who's bitter or who's sad. It's the voice of the person that's inside of you know, of us all. The voice where she's funny and she's witty and she gets along with people. She feels fearful. But of course, because she's in Almazova, she now can talk and she can express herself. And a lot of parents said it was just lovely to hear the silent voice sort of given life, breathe, you know, life breathed into. Because we don't know what's going on with children who cannot speak. We can only guess, perhaps, sometimes, depending on, you know, how they're, how serious, I suppose, their intellectual disability is. We don't know what's going on in their minds. And who knows, and I wanted to believe this, that who knows, in her mind, perhaps in another dimension, perhaps in another, you know, in another world, maybe inside her or externally, it doesn't matter. She is living another life where she is another, you know, Dahl Redmond, you know.
Yeah, and she's having fun. And
she's having fun.
Would your own daughter, Eleanor, have any awareness of this book or the character?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all, no.
Oh,
no,
okay.
God, not remotely. No.
Okay, but I suppose
my own daughter would, you know, she wouldn't understand. The child in the book, Dahl, isn't my daughter, but of course, the character is based around, you know, my experience. Naturally, I couldn't write this book if I wasn't the mother myself. I couldn't write the book, and I wouldn't have wanted to write the book had I not been the mother of a child who I felt had very little joy in her life. And as I say, I really just wanted to write a book where she had loads of joy.
Did you find it was a great release for yourself as well, Eleanor, being able to express all these emotions in the book?
I did. I found it an emotional book to write because here's the thing, Deirdre. I actually never knew, you know, for either book, really, I never knew what the ending was going to be. I never knew what was going to happen to her, where she was going to go. In this book now, she goes to a boarding school run by ancient druidesses. And again, there's danger, there's murder, she has another mission to accomplish. She's not just there to have fun. She knows that. But because she has all her faculties, she revels in the experience. And I loved just giving what I felt was my own child's wings. I did find the books emotional to write, but I really wanted to come back to give Lauren another stab at an adventure. That's really, I wanted to see, I wonder what she would do now, where would she go, how would she behave, how would she respond, you know?
Yeah. Is her sister back in the book as well? Because what I thought was interesting the last time I spoke to you was the role of her sister in it. And we do often forget about the siblings of children with special needs as well. And sometimes, you know, it can be difficult for them too.
Yes, you're so right, Deirdre. And I remember somebody saying that to me long before my own daughter, Lauren, was even born. I remember a friend of mine who's a social worker, and I always remembered that. She said to me that often siblings can feel invisible because, of course, all the energy and all the focus and the hard work, perhaps, is on the child who, you know, needs their energy and needs more time. And they can feel forgotten about. And that was because my friend had said that to me all those years ago. I thought, well, do you know what? That would be something that I could introduce into the book. So Andy is 15. She's a bit of a rebel, bright girl, but feels invisible. And so she meets this gorgeous Justin Bieber lookalike boy from her local town. It's a fictitious town, actually, Glengarvan in West Cork. And so trouble brews for her with him, madly in love, but of course true love never runs smoothly. The parents don't approve. He's a bad influence, etc. In this second book now, The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes, the father is withholding a secret, and Sally, his wife, knows it, but she doesn't really have the courage to confront him. And then something happens with Dahl, and the family are again tension, turmoil, secrets, lies. The 15-year-old is even more rebellious, and there's more rocky paths for herself and Steve. So the book isn't just about an extraterrestrial adventure. It's also about the human relations of a family and
very
how
good.
Families can be fragile and how families can implode. But at the end of the day, you know, Well, we won't. I won't do any spoilers, Deirdre.
No. And that's Eleanor O'Kelly Lynch, Cork-based author there, describing her latest book, which is called The Girl with Stars in Her Eyes, and continuing the adventures of her character, Dot, who has special needs in the real world and can't communicate and is very much locked in her own world, but has all these adventures outside of that in another sphere, you might say. It's a very interesting concept, and no wonder Eleanor is getting so much praise for those books. By the way, you can buy them on Amazon or on her website, which is eleanorokellylynch.ie. So check them out there. And some bookstores stock that book as well.